This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So there's lots of turmoil in the world and lots of things very much upside down. But one of the reasons you come to us is maybe to be distracted from that a little bit. We talk about it in news, but then in other segments, we go in a very different direction.
We're not going to get real deep into politics or world affairs.
Right. It's very concerning to both of us, believe me.
But we aren't solving it.
And we're here to kind of distract you a little bit before you go back to all the horrors happening in the world.
Back to stupid reality again.
And so this article came up, and Kitty and I looked at it, and we thought, you know what? As the world is turning upside down, this is a perfect time to talk about this. Kitty the other day came across something, and she just read the headline to me. And it said, the case for five to be the greatest number of all time. And when you said that to me, that there was an article actually published about what is the greatest number of all time, I immediately said, well, personally, I'm partial to 12. It has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. I've always liked the number 12.
You're like a dozen aficionado.
Maybe. That's a great number. And I can't really tell you why, but it's my favorite number. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite number, Kitty?
No, not really. But, I mean, 13 is special to me because I was born on the 13th. And so that absolves me from all 13 bad luck karma.
Taylor Swift's the same way.
She believes the same thing.
And Ozzie Guillen of the Chicago White Sox. But in this article, it says, responding to rival bids from 3-0, number five is bursting to the showcase. Like, I don't know how they came up with a whole article and why.
Well, zero is my hero, if you believe Schoolhouse Rock.
Right. They say, like, for five, in the world of art and science, the number five takes central spot. They were saying things like,
I do like nine in the multiplication table because all the divisibles then add up to nine. Like, nine times nine is 81, so that's right. 8 plus 1.
Okay.
Or 1 plus 8 for 9 plus 9. I don't know. Nine fascinates me.
Okay. So I don't know. I mean, they're doing some stuff here, the circle of fifths, and they're doing all sorts of like math things involved
with
five.
I think that some people would be big into thinking five is the best number, and that's all the 5 year olds.
Yes.
They would be very excited to see that, and they would be like, yes.
So I'm curious though, do you have a favorite number and why? So Kitty's is 13 because.
Or nine.
Mine is 12, and at least 13, you were born on the 13th.
Yeah, but if you had to pick like a 0 through 9 number, Jonathan, what would you pick? Like if we're keeping it to the very basics.
Probably 3.
3 is good, too.
It's a magic number.
It is.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.